Dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas at Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Jim Hansen, Executive Vice President of the Center for Security Policy, sitting in for your regular host, Frank Gaffney, who is traveling around keeping the world safe for democracy. We're joined with another member of our team, Kyle Scheidler, who is the director of our Threat Information Office. And Kyle, we definitely need some information on a particular threat right now. I'm talking about the Kurds. The Kurds are our only ally in the entire messed up Iraq, Syria, ISIS region. And for some reason, it appears that President Obama has made a deal with Turkey, or something has happened that has given the Turks the idea that bombing the Kurds, who are a problem for them, might be okay. Can you shed a little light what's going on over there?
Well, Jim, it started off with a bombing that took place outside a Kurdish medical nonprofit group inside Turkey, just across the border from Syria, and about 30 to 40 people were killed, and many more were injured. And this was the motivation that Turkey claimed to use to move in against the Islamic State, and there were cheers in the Western media, and everyone was excited because Turkey has finally gotten on the bandwagon with going against Islamic State. Unfortunately, it appears that the reality is that Turkey is using this opportunity to spend its ordnance not so much against Islamic State as against the Kurds. We've seen that they've launched multiple airstrikes against PKK positions in Iraq. They've shelled YPG positions, Kurdish positions in Syria, I should say. The goal now, according to the New York Times and the Washington Post, is that there will be a deal between the United States and Turkey, which will permit Turkey to establish a safe zone about 68 miles long on the Syrian side of the border. And this is interesting.
Safe for who?
This is something safe for who? Right. Well, so supposedly for Syrian refugees and Syrian rebel groups that the Turks and the U.S. have been supporting. But what the Turks are really interested in, it appears to me, is to keep the Kurds, who have been very successful in pushing back against Islamic State, from expanding into this area and connecting Kurdish sections in the east with Kurdish sections in the west. So they're really trying to preempt the Kurds more so than take the fight to Islamic State.
So, all right, now, Turkey's been a problem for a long time. They're a NATO member, so we have a pretty tight relationship with them. But since their Prime Minister Erdogan has been increasingly Islamifying the country, even though he might have suffered a setback in the recent election, the country overall has moved far closer to the Islamists than to NATO. It seems to me that having them as an ally is kind of a mixed blessing. They made a deal with us apparently to allow us now to use Incirlik Air Base in Turkey to base some of our operations against IS in Iraq and Syria from. Now, that's a big concession that makes our air operations considerably more effective because it's much closer to the fight than where we've been basing from. But did we really throw the Kurds under the bus to get Turkey into the fight against ISIS and to get basing rights for Incirlik? Is that what happened?
That's exactly what happened. This is something that the Turks had requested some time ago. When we initially made our request for Incirlik Air Base, the Turks came back and said, well, we want a no-fly zone, safe zone across the border in Syria, and we were reluctant to do that for the very reasons that we've mentioned, because it alienates the only effective ground force we've really had in Syria against Islamic State, being the Kurds. So apparently we have now walked back that. We've essentially folded to the Turks and are going to give them that concession in exchange for getting the airbase.
And so our only actual ally, the only people who had even the slightest bit of love for us in that entire region, we're now throwing under the bus for another group of Islamists who don't like us. We should be arming the Kurds and empowering the Kurds to take the fight to IS. They've been the most effective against the Islamic State. They've been a friend for a long time. And now Obama has chosen, as is his wont, to cozy up to another group that has our worst interests at heart. Is there anything that, I guess, other than pressure, is there any good news around this potential addition of Turkey to the losing side in the battle against IS? I mean, are they going to, other than a safe zone, are they going to roll tanks into Syria and Iraq and potentially help push ISIS back? Or are they just, as you said, trying to make sure that the Kurds' effectiveness doesn't gain any more territory for them?
Well, what I expect is that, having established this buffer zone, I don't think they're going to go any further. The Turkish military was not particularly excited about having to do this anyway. They were kind of hoping to stay out of it. But Erdogan wanted it, and now it appears that they're going to get it. So they'll use this buffer zone, in all likelihood, to support the Syrian rebels that they most favor. The problem with that is it's the exact kind of guys that we here in the U.S. have been trying to stay away from, which is to say the Turks have been caught trying to arm al-Nusra and other al-Qaeda-linked groups. The Syrian rebels that are most jihadist, that are most against the West, those are the ones that Turkey likes. We can expect that those are the ones that they'll be aiding as they establish this safe zone for Syrian rebels then to take the fight to Assad. Remember that Turkey's primary interest is defeating Assad. It's not defeating the Islamic State. They've been credibly accused of really being, at a minimum, neutral and probably even helpful to the Islamic State, permitting the movement of fighters, permitting people to Islamic State fighters to use Turkish hospitals. There's a report even of a secret hospital where Islamic State fighters are able to go and get treated and then come back into the fight. So this is the ally, the NATO ally, that we've been working with and is now targeting the very group that our Pentagon said was the most effective fighting force in Syria.
Well, all right, so we got a presidential election coming up. We've got at least a chance to elect a commander-in-chief who may not be on, if not the other team, at least aligned with the wrong people. I'm a big fan of Kurdistan. Kurdistan would be a huge problem for Turkey, and consequently, I mean, it is the reason that they're doing what they're doing now. They're trying to make sure that the Kurdish parts of Turkey and Syria and Iraq and Iran don't become one state. Is this in a new commander-in-chief's plan? Would that be a helpful thing to have, a Kurdistan where we might have an actual ally in the fight against all these people who definitely are not our friends?
Well, you know, Jim, I think part of the problem we've had so far is that everyone in the region has a view of what they want a future Iraq and Syria to look like, and they have some proxy or some force that they're using to make that happen. The Iranians have the Shiite militias. The Turks have been backing al-Nusra and some of the other jihadist forces in Syria. And the one force that we could use, the one force that has begged us to work with them, has been the Kurds in both Syria and Iraq, and yet we have been extremely reluctant to do that. We have insisted on providing military aid and support to the Baghdad government, which is then supposed to transfer aid to the Kurds, but of course they don't. And we have, as we've just seen, taken the side of the Turks against the Kurds on the Syrian side of the border. So we're the only one who don't have a dog in this fight, and That's a serious error, because everyone can see that we don't have a future outcome that we prefer.
Well, Kyle, what can we do? I mean, is there a recommendation vis-a-vis Turkey or the Kurds that you would have for this administration or the next one?
Well, I think it's going to have to be for the next administration, because I don't see much help with this current administration. They're very comfortable with the idea of a Iraq dominated by Iran and Syria dominated by I'm not sure what.
And, chaos.
You know, by chaos. And this is a region where, you know, we talked about friends and allies, and this is a region where they respect you if you back your ally. Even if they don't like them, they respect it. You know, I've heard people say from the region, you know, we see how the Obama administration is treating Israel. How can we, you know, the Arabs in the Gulf, expect to get any kind of backing, you know, against Iran? And it's the same thing here, where everybody knows that the Kurds are our natural allies, and they see how we treat them, and they know that we're not to be trusted. So even if they don't like the Kurds, even if they're opposed to the Kurds, as Turkey is, if we had stood up and said, look, these are our boys in the region and we're going to back them, that would be respected, even if, you know, it wasn't appreciated. But we've chosen not to do that.
Unfortunately, Obama has made nothing but bad choices since he decided to cut and run from Iraq and started this whole mess, losing the peace after we won the war. Folks, we've been talking with Kyle Scheidler, director of the Threat Information Office at our own Center for Security Policy. Thanks, Kyle. And next up, we'll be talking with John Sitalides, who is a principal with Trilogy Advisors, and he will be telling us about the mess in Greece.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.